When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt a Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success, and a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas, get ready for The Young Man Your Boyfriend Can't Stand, Tucker the King of Swing, performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live, mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's gonna be a pink night in Paris. So So pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bucky, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker, the King of Swing, and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bucky, Louisiana. All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's the gleeful David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Tuesday morning, October 22nd. If you're just getting your morning started, it's 7:36 a.m. Central Standard, 8:36 Eastern. And as always, we remind you about our mornings. And if you're just getting your morning started, it is foggy outside. Now, you know, I say it's really, really foggy because we leave really, really early, especially since time has become very, very important to us these days. And we're trying to also impress upon you that if you get there on time, that means you're late. And when you get there early, DC, that really means you're on time and on point. The early bird always catches the worm. But, you know, as we do leave early in the morning, this morning it was just really, really foggy. And so we want to encourage you as you're traveling in, getting ready for school and work this morning, please be mindful about school kids that are standing at school bus stops, who many are unattended. So make sure that you're giving yourself enough to slow down behind those school buses and as they are making frequent stops. Also, school zones, you know that they're in effect until 9 a.m. So as you're traveling through, please don't speed through. You know, and then I added pedestrians, but because we live in those rural areas, we do. A lot of people drive into town. You know, it's sugarcane season, so you got a lot of sugarcane trucks on the road that are not going at a very rapid pace. I mean, they are driving slowly. And in the last probably week and a half, we have seen two cane trucks that have overturned. So we really want to caution you in the morning to make sure that you've given yourself and your kids enough time so that you're not rushing, so that you can slow down, so that you can stay engaged and you can get there safely. And remember, school zones resume again at 2 o'clock, and it seems like once you get the first part of your morning out and the best part of your morning, once you get past that, you look up and it's 2 o'clock already. So school zones are resuming again. And we just want to remind you, as we're reminding you this morning, that there's road construction throughout the Twin Cities and surrounding areas in and around Central Louisiana. You gotta slow down. You gotta make time and make room for those things. And you gotta make room for things like fog. You never know when you're gonna wake up in the morning and it's just extremely foggy. Well, I don't know about you, but I am continuing on our momentum from yesterday. We hope that you carry the momentum that we try to instill and impart on Mondays. We hope that you carry it through the week because momentum is what helps us get through those really, really tough days. And what we understand about momentum is momentum changes things. It changes the game. It changes situations. It changes life. And I'm going to tell you, when you decide unequivocally that you are going to have momentum, guess what? Nobody can stop that. I don't care how yesterday went. It's over. It's in the can. Today is a new day. We get a fresh set of downs. We get fresh grace and fresh mercies for this morning. So just walk in it. If you're having struggles this morning, you know what you do? Stop. Take 30 to 60 seconds. Breathe in really, really deep. Take that real cleansing breath and blow it out. I'm going to tell you, it does wonders. It's Tuesday, October 22nd. You're on Point, the official OPT network. We're going to take a break here, but we're back with more right after this. Stay with us, everybody.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular?
Yeah, look how big it is, though.
Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one-piece?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The box clearly says a five-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend.
And can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years' experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network. Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program. Remember, we continue to remind you that you can share today and shape tomorrow. If you're a senior who's 55 years old or older and you want to be the difference maker in a young person's life, all you've got to do is phone 318-2260, Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging, and they'll tell you not only how you can volunteer and be a game changer, but they'll also tell you how you can get paid to volunteer. It just doesn't get any better than that. Again, the number 318-484-2260. Our friends at Hickson Automotive Group in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe, their website, you can access it 24/7, www.hicksonhasit.com. And then First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for over 60 years. Also, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, Stay and Play in Avoyelles Parish, and McDonald's of Alexandria. Now, before we go any further, DC, we want to remind everybody about the pink party for the pink party. I mean, it is really, really coming alive. We are getting calls every day about people purchasing not just tickets, DC, but tables. It's going to be happening this Saturday at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunkie. Tucka is going to be entertaining the crowd, and also Tony Groove will be on the Wheels of Steel. And we're super excited about an opportunity for all of us to come together and not just have fun, but have fun for a purpose. We're calling it a party with a purpose in mind. The tickets are $20, but let me tell you something. Darlene St. Romain, and we're calling it now her think tank. They put on the best party. I'm going to say the best party in Central Louisiana, bar none, D.C.
Absolutely.
And this year is even bigger, even better, and even grander than last year's party. And so for those people that need to get their tickets, all you've got to do is, I mean, there's so many ways to get tickets, D.C. I mean, first of all, we just had a call from LaWanda Brown at Compass Behavior, and she said, we got our tickets. We got a table for 15, and we 16, and we cannot wait for this weekend's pink party for the Cure.
Yes, go LaWanda and team.
Absolutely. And what about our girl from Natchitoches, Louisiana?
Nacktown in the house.
Oh yeah.
I think they're going to have more fun than I have in the morning, Carlette. I just love it.
You love the mornings.
I love the mornings when I can get here on time.
Well, let's talk about Kathy before we talk about being on time. What about Kathy, D.C.?
Oh, Kathy Clark in Natchitoches, you rock.
Mm-hmm.
Kathy Carlos. And Kathy had been trying to reach us, and she called the radio station and got with Jackie.
Mm-hmm.
And said, look, how can I get in touch with the OPT? So mm-hmm. Jackie put her in touch with the OPT, and on yesterday we were able to meet her and give her a couple of sets of tickets so that she's putting together a couple of tables coming down from NACTown. They say NACTown will be represented. So if you're in the Natchitoches area and you want to get some of these tickets, just call Jackie Clark. Kathy. Kathy Clark.
Uh-huh.
Not to be confused with Jackie Clark, the pie.
Boy, he's got pies on the mind, Jackie.
Man.
Pies and cakes.
Ooh.
And we are just now cleaning out our cupboard from this weekend's Founders Day Festival. I'm going to tell you what. Those pastries were unhinged.
Let me get Kathy's number, Carlette.
All right. He's going to get Kathy's number. And while we're at it, Cynthia Wade, all we can say is that you absolutely rock.
C. Wade in the house.
Oh, yeah. What's Kathy's number, D.C.?
Kathy Clark's number, if you're in the Natchitoches area, is 318-652-0464. That's 652-0464. That's the number to Kathy Clark.
Mm-hmm.
She has some of these tickets, and if you want to pick up a ticket to the Pink Party, you need to give Kathy a holler.
Absolutely.
Holler.
And we just really want to tell people again about...
Holler! I will holler every morning.
You're a mess. All right, so let's get back to the Pink Party, D.C. All right, so a lot of people were a little bit confused about the Pink Party, about what to wear. You can absolutely wear whatever you want to wear. It is a party. We love it if you wear pink. It is not absolutely necessary that you wear pink. You wear whatever it is that you want to wear. You just come out and support this incredible movement that Darlene has put together.
Right.
DC is really...
I'm gleeful this morning. I love it.
So
that's my morning, right?
Talk about the Pink Party for me.
The Pink Party is going to be absolutely awesome. That's all it is to it. It's going to be awesome. It is coming together and growing like a fungus.
Mm.
I'm telling you, right now.
Not a fungus.
Yes,
is that the best adjective that you could use this morning?
A fungus can grow fast.
Okay.
That's why I use that.
Okay.
You know? But the party is growing. You don't want to miss it. You know, Tucker's going to be in the house. It is not a concert. He's going to be performing up close and personal.
Mm-hmm.
Tony Groove is going to be in the house to keep it rolling, grown and sexy.
Mm-hmm.
You know how he does the deal. And, you know, basically, you know, we don't go to any parties. I think this is the only party we go to
mm-hmm.
in a year.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're partying for a purpose.
Absolutely. There's going to be food. Darlene has gone out of her way to get the best caterer. So it's going to be the best food. She's gone out of her way to get the best entertainment and the best setting for the best party of the year. And so if you only do one party a year, we want you to come out and do the Pink Party. And what we want you to know about the proceeds is that all of the money that is raised from the Pink Party for the Cure will go to help eradicate breast cancer. And we cannot thank our partners enough for those people that have joined and connected with us. And as we talk about partners, remember, we are going to be raising money at our outlets until the end of October. So please visit Southern Heritage Bank, Davis One Stop, also the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, McDonald's in Pineville, both locations. Please help us have so many pink ribbons that we just have no room to even put them. And I'm telling you, if you could pay anywhere from $1 to $5 to change and save someone's life, wouldn't you want to do it? $20 buys you a ticket to the Pink Party. Darlene is going to have her favorite things. It is going to be absolutely amazing. I mean, Darlene and her team have literally been planning this party since the last Pink Party. So we encourage you all to come in and to celebrate with us, celebrate life, celebrate the people that are fighting. Come out and party with a purpose in mind, and that is eradicating breast cancer. Also, we want to remind you that on Sunday, after the Pink Party for the Cure, Another one of our partners is Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine down in Cottonport and his incredible team. So after we go out and we have good, clean fun on Saturday night, we want to encourage you to come out and fellowship and worship with us on Sunday morning down in Cottonport, Louisiana. Last year, the church was packed. This year, we expect it to be even more packed. And we want to take this opportunity, as we do time and time and time again, to thank Reverend Augustine for partnering with us, DC, in this incredible movement and what God has to say about our healthy place and our wealthy place. We can't Absolutely. Thank Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church and the team, the leadership, and
Teresa
the body.
Anderson, thank you guys over there.
The entire team. So we want to encourage you. It's going to be a pink fellowship. It's going to be worship in pink. If you don't have pink, that's okay. We're going to have pink ribbon pins. We want you to come out, and we want you to fellowship with us. It is going to be a great opportunity for all of us to come together as we're closing down the month. And Reverend Augustine, we thank you for your heart, and we thank you for your commitment to women and those small percentage of men that we absolutely know will get breast cancer. We are so excited and even gleeful is the word about this weekend and about what is happening in our community. And you know what? We don't want you to miss it. We want you to stay engaged. We want you to be the change that you want to see in your life and in your community. And the only way that you can do it is simply to do it. Hey, everybody, it's Tuesday morning. It's 7:55. You're on point. The official OPT Network. We're back right after this.
The credit union with a heart, the heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Looking to trade in your current clunker for something more dependable? Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union is here to help with new and used auto loans. Interest as low as 1.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Special rate available through November 15th. Hurry to Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union and let them help you get a new set of keys.
Credit Union with a heart.
Credit Union with the Heart is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Bavall's Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular?
Yeah, look how big it is, though.
Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one-piece? The box clearly says a five-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. Get ready for the young man your boyfriend can't stand. Tucker, the King of Swing, performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure. Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bucky, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live, mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's going to be a pink night in Paris. So pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bucky, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker, the King of Swing, and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bucky, Louisiana. All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. We know that you're started by now. It's a minute after 8 o'clock Central Standard, 9:01 Eastern. And of course, today is Tuesday, October the 22nd. This segment is sponsored by Southern Heritage Bank. They're an independently owned community bank meeting the financial needs of our community. Also, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, Get Wired Satellite. That's Jeremy Clary. You can get the best channels, the best savings, and above all that, the best wiring so that when it gets cloudy, when the weather is bad, your satellite doesn't go out. All you've got to do for more information is phone 318-767-2220. And then we want to remind you to get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas. The number to phone for home, auto, and life insurance, 318-487-1881. Also, Amerigroup Real Solutions, providing real solutions for you and your family when it comes to health care. Now, this morning, we're switching gears just a little bit from the pink party for the cure, and we're talking about a really, really serious subject. You know, we talk about it all the time. As we are working and volunteering throughout our days, we're seeing way too many people who look like they probably need to be in school or they need to be working. Well, what we're talking about this morning is Louisiana's dropout crisis. Yes, that's what the U.S. Education is calling, Department of Education is calling it, a dropout crisis. Did you really know? And as I think about it, I really didn't know personally until I looked at the statistics that 65.9%, that's about 66% of ninth graders are not graduating within or are graduating within 4 years, ranking Louisiana 44th in the nation in graduation rates. And so this is an issue that many experts are calling a crisis. And here to talk about what we can do to really hopefully stop the bleeding with this crisis is Jack Hinton. He is the director of the Youth Build Rapides, and also Lisa Robinson. She is the case manager for Youth Build Rapides. You may not have heard about it, but that's what's on point this morning, and that's what we're talking about. Ladies and gentlemen, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
First of all,
Jack, tell us what the Youth Build Rapides is.
Well, Youth Build Rapides is a federally funded grant sponsored by the U.S. Department of Labor. Mm-hmm. It's designed for young adults that are between the ages of 18 and 24, mm-hmm. That they have dropped out of high school, and they realize that they have to get that high school diploma and or GED mm-hmm. and to actually move on with their life.
Absolutely. And so what we're seeing, though, from even more statistics is that a lot of kids that have enrolled in GED programs are not necessarily finishing.
No, they're not. The rates are alarming there also.
Mm-hmm. And so this is an incredible problem that not only faces our country, but most especially Louisiana. Talk about, Jack, how the Youth Build is going to help to be the game changer for a lot of young people.
Well, Youth Build, it takes those young adults that are 18 to 24. They get the opportunity to pick up their adult basic educational skills, mm-hmm. and gain that GED. In addition to that, they get an opportunity to gain work experience mm-hmm. by performing volunteer work.
Mm-hmm.
We're working with Habitat for Humanities here in Rapides Parish.
Great.
The young folk will gain a national recognized certificate in the construction trade.
Mm-hmm.
But more importantly, although the program is surrounded by, you know, the construction trades, it's really to help the kids move on with their life. They're going to be getting skills in everything from money management
mm-hmm.
To leadership development, participating in community affairs, becoming productive citizens within the community itself. Youth Build, you can look at Youth Build like this. The kids are going to learn those construction skills, mm-hmm. and they're going to cut 2x4s, and they're going to bend wire, they're going to bend pipe, and they're going to mold these different objects. But they're also going to learn how to mold their lives. If they can use those tools, mm-hmm. they'll also be able to use those tools to change their condition.
Absolutely. And so, Lisa, as we look at the the staggering numbers, and even the experts say that right here in Louisiana, it's a crisis. How do we motivate kids anywhere from 18 to 24 to get involved in this program, especially if, say, they dropped out right at that cutoff age where it's really legal to drop out of school? How do we motivate those kids?
Well, really what we have done is we've just listened to their story. They come in, the applicants, I mean, really just hearing their story and being heard really seems to make a difference already. Just listening to them, letting them tell the story of where they feel they've gotten off track
mm-hmm.
and how we can kind of pull them back in again. Just really listening to them and being there for them, I think, is really motivating them to believe that there is a possibility for things to change.
And so for a lot of those kids, now that you guys have gotten the grant, you've reached out and you've touched a lot of young people, are the stories sort of consistent about why most young people have decided or made that decision to drop out of high school?
I would say so. Basically, I would say what we have heard is that they were really just misunderstood.
Wow.
You know, they weren't your traditional student. They weren't the...
Misunderstood how so?
In their learning style. Just their learning style.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the things they went through in their homes, economics, so to speak. And maybe they didn't have clean clothes to come to school. Maybe there were things going on with the utilities not being on in the house. Just problems in their household that they had to bear on their shoulders coming to school. And they just weren't allowed to be children.
Mm-hmm.
Just weren't allowed to be.
And so how do we speak, Jack, to possibility, to those young people and even those parents that are in our community that are listening saying, wow, this is something that I would want my 18 to 24-year-old to get involved in? How do we bring back possibility after 3, 4, 5 years of non-learning?
Well, I think, just listening to a panel of Youth Build graduates in Washington, D.C., And just listening to our kids, the one thing that the graduates of the Youth Build programs throughout the country talk about is just they find Youth Build as a caring organization. The staffs always show that they care about the kids, and they're constantly empowering the kids to say, hey, you are the young adults. I won't say kids.
Right.
But the young adults, just to tell them that they care, and they encouraging them to continue to move on with their lives. And just with the interviews that we've done thus far, when they're sitting in our office and they're telling us that, hey, this is my condition, and we start to say, hey, you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
We have kids walking out of the door and saying, hey, can I borrow a dictionary?
Wow.
Can I have a dictionary?
That's a kid after my own heart. I love the dictionary.
It is the reality. Uh-huh. And that was after one or two interviews,
mm-hmm.
and the program hasn't even started.
Mm-hmm.
But when you can encourage them and tell them how important things are, and you can find the positives mm-hmm. that they're about, it just really encourages them. We had one young man who came into the office and didn't score all that well on the reading part of the test.
Mm-hmm. So and now there is a testing process for?
There is a testing to understand where the young folk are.
Mm-hmm.
And where they left off.
Mm-hmm.
And just to kind of get a potential of what they are capable of doing.
Now how, Jack, do we... Because anytime you talk about testing,
mm-hmm.
that's daunting for a lot of people. That's a drawback for a lot of people.
Right.
Nobody wants to be tested.
Right.
How do we encourage people that this is just sort of a parameter? This is just sort of a marker to see where you are and where you need to go. How do we encourage people?
When you approach the situation from a caring standpoint, and we explain just what you just said to those young folk in a way in which they can understand, they pick up on it and they understand the whole purpose of the testing and they do well on it.
Absolutely.
Right.
We're going to take a break here, but when we come back, we're going to be talking about Youth Build Rapides. It's going to help young people, young adults, 18 to 24 years old. You'll want to stay on point so you can see how it may help you and your family. We're going to take a break, but we're back right after this.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
This
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. Get ready for The Young Man Your Boyfriend Can't Stand, Tucker the King of Swing, performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live, mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's gonna be a pink night in Paris, so pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunky, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker, the King of Swing, and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by J&J Exterminating. They're Louisiana's largest independently owned pest control firm, offering effective pest control services not only for your home, but for your business. For more information, here's the number that you can phone. It's 318-448-4000. They're located at 526 MacArthur Drive. Also, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. Remember, McDonald's of Pineville, both locations, they are pinking out their locations, and it's going to be happening all the way through the end of the month. So please, when you're stopping for lunch, breakfast, or dinner, please purchase a ribbon to show your solidarity and support for eradicating breast cancer. Now, if you're just joining us this morning, we're joined by Jack Hinton. He is the director of Youth Build Rapides. Also, Lisa Robinson, she is the case manager for Youth Build Rapides, and we're talking about our young people right here in Rapides Parish, ages 18 to 24 years old, who for whatever reason didn't finish school. And at the top of the show, we said only 65.9% of our state's ninth graders graduate within 4 years, ranking Louisiana as 44th in the nation in graduation rates. And so you guys have really, really been blessed, and the parish of Rapides has been blessed by the Rapides Police Jury in order to get this grant. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. The Rapides Parish Police Jury supported the grant from an agency, you know, from a community agency standpoint. And we definitely want to say thank you to the jurors for reaching out and encouraging us to move forward with applying for the grant. Elaine Morris, who's the executive director, and Dara Ante were the main grant writers here for the grant. But one of the things that the grant called for is it called for community involvement. Mm-hmm. And that community involvement meant, you know, working with feeder organizations such as the Louisiana Youth Challenge Program, which is a great program. And we're seeing, you know, where those young folk, they're only in the program for like 5 to 6 months. But it's just not enough time for them to actually get their GED and get some type of a job skills.
And so there's a need now for something more, and that's what
a youth bill is bringing to the table, right?
Absolutely. And for those people who want to get involved and they're saying, you know what, this is something I think would be good for my young adult, how do they go about getting involved?
The first thing that they need to do is, you know, give us a call. Our the number at the office is area code 318-479-1005, or they can dial 318-767-6034. They can find us on our Facebook page. It's out at facebook.com/youthbuildrapides. They can download an application for the program right there on that page. That's the main ways they can get in. Or they can stop by the office. We're located at 5610B Coliseum Boulevard here in Alexandria.
Okay, and one of the things that we just want to share with people is what that week is going to look like when those young people get into that classroom setting. It's not going to be the traditional sort of classroom setting that we kind of all know. It's going to be a little bit different, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be an empowering and involved classroom. We're working with the Central Louisiana Technical Community College to make sure that training is going to definitely meet the need for youth that are defined as at risk. And things are, you know, progressing just fine with that. Mm-hmm. So the typical thing that they're going to see is they're going to see a teacher that care. That's going to be that's one of the most most important things that they're going to see. But they're also going to be encouraged to participate in the classroom activities and different things of that nature.
And so, Lisa, I know that you have been involved with young people for a long time. Talk about how important this is to Rapides Parish in everything that you have seen, not just for our young men, but for our young women as well.
Well, just in light of just all the tragedy, well, the tragedy just on yesterday.
Absolutely.
Actually, those two individuals could have easily been Youth Bill students. Mm-hmm. And I really believe that the young people will benefit from this. And it's in the name itself, Youth Bill. And I mean, it just continues to evolve. The more I hear about it, the more I'm working with it. It's beginning to evolve in the sense of it's youth that are going to build other youth. And we really, really, really need that here in this parish. As you say, it's a crisis all over the state, actually all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
But these children will actually come in and be empowered, and they're going to reach out and empower others. Mr. Hinton has a photograph or an art piece where there's a man lifting up another man, pulling him up, and he says, "He's not heavy. He's my brother."
Mm-hmm.
And we share that with the students all the time, all the applicants, and we are going to see every single applicant. No one's going to turn in an application that we don't see, and I'm telling you, we are giving our word that we are going to do something for each and every one of them. If mm-hmm. they send that app in and they're willing to come into that office, we're going to do something for each and every one of them. We're so committed. It has touched our hearts in such a way I did not realize what was going on really all around us.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people out there, there are so many, just like you mentioned some of the other agencies, they are really, really trying hard. And our component is really a drop in the bucket.
Right.
It's
right.
Just a drop in the bucket.
And this
but
is
I
what,
believe you, we're going to make our drop.
Absolutely. And this is what I want to talk about for those people who are listening, who have young people that they just couldn't reach, parents, community leaders, pastors, whomever, how we help those kids and those family members to push past that little fear, that little apprehension of getting started again, because we know that everybody's got a story on why they decided to quit, and how we really revitalize that spirit within them to go back in, to tap into those gifts and talents. And I think that that's probably going to be one of the things that's going to be a little bit, you know, that we have to look at.
Well, honestly, we have a little quote that we have in the office, but it's simply just trying one more time. If
I
you
love
can get
it.
Them to try one more time,
mm-hmm.
you can get them.
You know, our motto is just don't quit. And it doesn't matter how many times you fall. You know, if you just get back up, and I know that there are moms and dads out there that are listening saying, I think this is going to be an incredible opportunity for my son, for my daughter. Give the phone number and the connection information, Jack, one more time for those people who want to connect with you guys.
The phone number at the office is 479-1005. I'll start that off again, 318-479-1005. An alternate number in the office is area code 318-767-6034. They can give us a call there. They can always stop by the office. The office location is 5610B Coliseum Boulevard. If they have access to the internet and the iPhone, they can go out to facebook.com/youthbuildrapides, and they can download that application and bring it with them when they stop by our office.
Absolutely. Lisa Robinson, Jack Hinton, we want to thank you guys, the director of Youth Build Rapides and the case manager, we want to thank you for connecting with us. This is the way that the OPT network wants to connect with the community and connect people, ideas, and great inspiration for all who are listening. We hope that those families that are saying this is for me, that you'll call this number, that you'll reach out, and that you'll be the change that you want to see in your own life, because it does. It starts with each individual. Thank you guys so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us.
All right. Thank you.
Hey, everybody, we got to take a break here, but we're back with more. Stay with us right after this.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Health Care Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular?
Yeah, look how big it is, though.
Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one-piece? The box clearly says a five-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network.
This
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. Get ready for The Young Man Your Boyfriend Can't Stand. Tucker, the King of Swing, performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure. Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live, mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's going to be a pink night in Paris. So pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunky, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker, the King of Swing, and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
From the start, at the credit union with the heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Looking to trade in your current clunker for something more dependable? Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union is here to help with new and used auto loans. Interest as low as 1.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Special rate available through November 15th. Hurry to Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union and let them help you get a new set of keys.
Credit Union with a heart.
The Credit Union with the Heart is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. The morning is winding down. It's already 8:30 a.m. Central Standard, 9:30 Eastern, and this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, and they are absolutely caring for our community with state-of-the-art technology. Remember, not only during Breast Cancer Awareness Month do we tell you about having mammograms, but we try to tell you every single month. There are now free mammograms, which is the provision of the money that we raise tirelessly year in and year out to make sure that every single woman that's age 40 years old and older can have her mammogram at absolutely no cost in a beautiful, beautiful environment. And that's Cabrini Hospital in their women's center. It is absolutely amazing. Listen, all you've got to do to get your free mammogram is to phone Diane Kitts, her number 318-483-4026. And it's just as simple as getting an order from your primary care doctor saying that it's time for your mammogram. And as I remind you to not only get your mammogram, I want to encourage you to ask your friends, people that you lunch with, if they're 40 years old and older, if they've had their mammogram this year. It's so easy to forget. But if we become our sister's keeper, then we'll all be able to stay on a path to health and wellness. And we just do it one conversation at a time. But remember, free mammograms at Cabrini Hospital. Also, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, all three locations have, they've got ribbons, they've got decals, they've got hot and cold packs that are just amazing for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Anywhere from $1 to $5 to $20 makes a donation to help us to keep money right here in our community for the things that we need to take care of the people who live here. So please visit the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's all three locations, as well as Davis One Stop. If you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, there's no better place to stop. There's no better store, and there's no better people that are really involved in giving back to the community, that are always on the front lines of helping, and they too have pinked out their store. So we really, really want to get big. We don't want to quit right now. We want to stay strong until the end of the month in helping to raise money for breast cancer awareness. Now, this is what I want to say real quickly about the dropout rates in Louisiana. You know, last night we were at our son's parent-teacher conference, and he's in the ninth grade, and sometimes I think that as parents we think once our kids get to high school that they have it. Well, statistics are showing that that is an even more critical time. You know how we follow them, I mean, so intensely from pre-K on up until then, eighth grade. And then sometimes when they get into high school, we just feel like, well, they're young adults. They got it. Well, you know what? They don't have it. And the statistics bear it out that only about 66% of ninth graders in Louisiana are finishing school, high school, within 4 years. And it ranks us 44th. And so I was thinking about it last night as I was thinking about the conversation this morning. We as parents have to press in more. We have to get a little bit more involved in our kids' academic careers and make sure that they're doing what they need to do to be successful. And what the studies show us is that local, state, and national leaders all agree that the time to reverse this situation, this dropout crisis, is now. And it takes a community to raise a child. Remember when it took a village? Well, they've changed the verbiage a little bit and saying, you know, it's taking a community, but it takes each and every one of us checking on our kids and saying, hey, what are you doing? How is it going? How can I help? And making sure that our kids stay engaged and stay encouraged. And what I'm learning about our ninth grader is that we as parents have to understand how our kids learn. And that's different for every child. And we have to make sure that we pull back from a lot of the technology and that we encourage our kids to read more, to get involved in academics so that they can go to the next level, whatever that next level is. So that's just food for thought. We hope that this conversation helps to really spark something in you that says if your young person has dropped out of school for whatever reason, that we'll push past the guilt and shame and that you'll connect with this program and help your child to be the change in their own lives that they need to be. Because guess what? By the time you get 18 to 24, you're pretty much out there on your own. And it's up to parents to consult with our kids, and it's up to our young people to say, you know what? I've got to do something. I have to do something. It doesn't matter if I quit. What matters is that I get back up and I get started again. So that's, you know, that's the thought for this morning. No matter how many times you've fallen, that you get back up and you start again. Now, as I switch back gears to the Pink Weekend, I guess that's the best way that I can sum it up. The Pink Weekend. You know, everybody I know doesn't want to wear pink. Everybody doesn't have the perfect pink outfit. But don't let that deter you. Come out and join us. DC, just within this almost hour, we have had so many people to call in reference to tickets. Either they've gotten their tickets, yes, how to get their tickets.
Yes, big shout out to Lasagna Sweezy.
Lasagna Sweezy Moore.
She and Kim Sweezy Bratton will be holding down a table at the Pink Party.
And you know,
compliments to their big cousin, DC.
But for a lot of people, this is just going to be a great opportunity to do it like you want. If you want to go way out on your outfit, you can. Somebody said, you know, I'm just going to do denim. So if you just want to do jeans.
I'm going to do denim this year.
DC said he's doing denim this year. You know, you want to be comfortable. You want to enjoy. But most of all, we've had people calling from out of town that are going to be flying in and driving in for the pink party.
For the pink party and the pink weekend.
Yes, for the pink weekend. And so we look forward to having you all there. We look forward to, LaWanda said, I look forward to meeting you guys. Well, we look forward to meeting you and just fellowshipping with every single person that's there over great music, great food, and a great cause. And you know, when you think about it like that, and you think about $20, that's your donation. That's your contribution to being the change that you want to see. And you know, as I reflected on the race this weekend and everything that we did this weekend, I reflected on, and I said this yesterday, but I just got to say it again, people that were seemingly healthy and whole just 1 year before now find themselves with cancer. And just seeing people out there that had raced or walked for someone in memory of someone or someone that was fighting, and now this year they were walking and fighting and saying hell no to breast cancer in their own body. And what we do know is that breast cancer and cancer in itself is big, but it's not bigger than God. It's not bigger than what we can do when we put ourselves out there to volunteer. People like Cynthia Wade. Cynthia, we appreciate you immensely. You are one of those people that we can call upon, that you're always there. You're always there to help. And I am going to ask each and every person, it's not too late. Don't let this month and this year go by without doing something for someone else. Even if you can't see the immediate response, it's going to come. We're asking you to sow a seed. And we're saying if everybody, DC, within the sound of our voices, does just a little bit, even if you purchase a table, we've had people saying, look, I just want to make a donation. I won't be able to make it. Even if you just can't make it, but you sow a seed into this cause, into eradicating breast cancer, it's going to help implement and create change. And I'm telling you, I have never felt more passionately about anything in my life, because I understand it from my own family's perspective. I understand it from a friend's perspective. And I know that you do too. And we are asking you, where are you? Where are you in being your change? Stop talking about it and be about it. Even if you can't do a party, I get that. You can still make a donation. But if you just want to go to a party, I don't think that there's a thing wrong with it, to go out and meet people and network with people. You never know who's going to be in that place. And I'm telling you, it is going to be exciting. Darlene and her team are building up, and there are going to be surprises there that you've got to be there to see. It is going to be absolutely unbelievable, DC.
Yes, it is.
And so, DC, what do you want to say to people about coming out? We're getting down to the last days. Today is Tuesday. The party's going to be on Saturday, and don't forget to fellowship with us on Sunday at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church. It's going to be early. It's going to be 8:00, but we still expect to see you there, because after we're finished, we're giving thanks in the beginning, we're giving thanks in the middle, and we're giving thanks really at all times for what God is doing in this movement. And Sunday is going to just be a part of us giving thanks, another opportunity to thank God for working through people to say, yes, yes, we will. Yes, we will be the change. Yes, yes, yes. And we're asking you this morning to say yes. Say yes to being the change.
Say yes.
We do.
What a beautiful morning.
Every morning is
that. No, not when I don't get here early enough. I need to get here early.
Well, you know what? We're working on our time, and we want others to work on our time as well. But I'm just super excited about this weekend and what it's going to bring and who it's going to bring.
It's going to be excellent. I can tell you right now, the party is going to be unhinged. Darlene did it.
She did it again.
You know, when you see, you have to see the whole thing. Like last year, when we decided, she said, you know what? What about a party for the cause? And we were like, okay, cool. How you want to do it? And then she did it, and she made the party go down. But Carlette, you know, you could tell that it just wasn't enough time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even, and she still pulled it off.
Still excellent.
It was still an excellent party.
Mm-hmm.
But this year, you can see, you know, you could see the hype building up mm-hmm. around the party. And it's just going to be awesome, and you just don't want to miss it. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, you just don't want to miss it. You don't want to have somebody tell you about, oh, wow, man, it was an excellent party.
Right.
Yeah, you need to be there. And it's for a good cause. It's not just a party to party. It is the pink party, and it is to help people, to help eradicate breast cancer, to make people aware of this, to let people know to go and get your mammogram once per year. You know, early detection is the key, folks.
Mm-hmm.
It is absolutely the key. And the way to get it, find it early, is to have a mammogram.
And then we know that there's a 98% survival rate when you find breast cancer early. It's detected and it's taken care of. And that's why we keep talking about it. That's why it's so important. And you know what? It's about living. It's about living the best life that we can. And, you know, I think I've never been more aware, and that has never been more acute in my mind as it is now, about living the best life that I can and doing what I can. And what I love about Real Women Real Talk on last week, as we were talking about the party, I love those women that can lead and follow.
Yes.
We need more leaders, and we need more people who will follow the lead.
Absolutely, because to follow is to learn how to lead.
Wow.
You can't lead unless you learn how to follow, because you don't know what's happening mm-hmm. with the follows if you've never followed.
Wow, I'm going to write that down.
Yeah,
follow is to learn how to lead.
Yes, you know.
And, I think we're going to have to start talking about that more, because more people are trying to do more things, and we're not getting any push in a lot of areas. We're not getting people that will just say, okay, I will follow. I'll be a part of a movement. But we're seeing it in this movement. We're seeing people that are getting behind it, and even people that want to step up, and we need everybody.
Absolutely, Carlette. And, people, I think a lot of people wonder, okay, why does this particular segment of cancer gets more attention than a lot of others? And I believe it's because you don't have to die.
Mm-hmm.
You know, really, if you catch this cancer early enough, you really don't have to die. And so people are dying who don't have to die.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If you get pancreatic cancer, it's hard to detect, and mm-hmm. and you get it and you pass, there's really not a lot anybody could have done about that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't find out that you have breast cancer and die, it's just because you weren't aware, or you let fear mm-hmm. debilitate you from going in, having a mammogram. And that doesn't have to be. It does not have to be the case.
Absolutely.
And that's why I think there's such a movement around this.
Absolutely. It is a movement, and we're going to continue to move throughout the month. And we want to ask you, we want to encourage you to move with us. Hey, everybody, it's 8:46. Can you believe it? It's Tuesday, October 22nd. You're on Point, the official OPT network.
Boyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play at Avoyelles Parish. For more information on Avoyelles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelavoyelles.com, or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avoyelles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop, where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and First Name Service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap Mentoring Program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in the Small Emerging Businesses Program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Walker Automotive Group. When others won't, Walker will, serving Central Louisiana since 1919. Also, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team. Don't forget about those pink party tickets. You can phone for more information about those tickets and about your healthcare services. 318-346-2540 or in Opelousas, 337-942-9939. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, serving Avoyelles Parish. The number to phone Kyle and his team for home, auto, and life insurance, 318-346-6695. You know what? We're going to be talking about the Pink Weekend all week. So we're going to be reminding you about how you can get your tickets. You can connect with Team OPT at our offices at 318-445-5658. And if we're not there because we are in and out, you can simply leave us a message and we'll certainly get back to you. Or you can go to our website at www.onpointcxmas.com and you can leave us messages there. You can also connect with us about what's going on in your community. We love to get that information so that we can share with all of our listeners, and it's a connections network. It's about connecting people with ideas and information, and that's what we do. But you know what? We can never know about it unless you call and let us know, or unless you email us, and that is the absolute best way, to go to our website at www.onpointcxmas.com, and someone will surely get back with you. And if you're not an email or computer person, you can connect with us at 3717 Government Street. That's suite number 2, Alexandria, Louisiana. Zip it up with 71302. So those are all of the ways that you can connect with Team OPT to let us know what's happening in your community. And we're happy to talk about it and share that with our listeners, because that's what it's really all about. And, you know, before we've got to go, I just want to share a couple simple thoughts with you this morning on an article that I read that I think will help you throughout your day, talking about women and body language and what our body language is saying. Is it sabotaging our success? Well, the experts say it could be. They say the psychological effects of body language, especially for women, it shows whether or not we are confident. And so the expert says that one of the things that we don't understand is that our body speaks even when we're not talking. And they say crossing your ankles while standing, well, women who cross their ankles while standing, even though it seems more comfortable, especially if you're wearing high heels, is not a good idea. So if you're doing that, experts say not a good idea. It's not a confident pose to stand that way. You should stand straight up with your ankles uncrossed. And if you're unable to stand in this way in high heels, she suggests wearing flats. So one idea about what your body is saying to others, even when you're not talking. And then there's the fig leaf pose. And what that is, the expert says, is it consists of holding your hands in front of your groin as you stand with your hands in a fig leaf type pose. Women and even men strike this pose. And she says it gives the impression that you are unimportant. You know, these are just little basic tips that no one ever really thinks about, and we wanted to share them with you. And then the last tip that she says is the coy eye contact. When a woman drops her chin and looks out high up in her eye sockets or over her eyeglasses, this is a submissive gesture that spells coy. It's flirty, and sometimes women can be flirty without even trying, and maybe sometimes even trying. She said it's not the right message to send, especially in the business world. So these are some great tips, fruit for thought, and something that makes you think, you know what? Your body is talking even when you're not. And these are just a few tips. But have you ever wondered what your body is saying to others who are watching you? Well, even in our posture and the way that we stand, if you're slouching, if you're not standing or sitting with your shoulders up high and back, it could say that you're not a confident woman. It speaks volumes about you. And so as you're going about your morning, these are just some things that you can think about and understand that people are judging you even when they're not talking to you. Sometimes people are watching you and you never know who's paying attention. And so these are just great tips, great thought ideas that you can kind of take and put in your arsenal and say, never really thought about it, because I know I hadn't thought about it until I read the article. Can your body language sabotage your success? I don't know that it'll necessarily sabotage your success, but I do know that it could be one of those small edges that if you know about, you want to do better. And what do we always say? When you know better, then you do better. And so the more information we have, the more powerful that we become. But we only become powerful when we use those tips, when we use that information. And we want to encourage you to make sure that you continue to open up learning and thinking and taking in new information, because that's how change starts. I want to thank you guys so much for spending what we consider and say every single morning the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. The reason why we do it is because we love you. But remember, God loves you more than that. You gotta love yourself, and you gotta be compassionate to yourself. Remember, change starts with you, and it starts with me. We're gonna keep saying it until it resonates right down into your spirit. Thank you again, everybody, for young David Christmas, for big David Christmas. I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe Tuesday. And God willing, we're going to see you right back here tomorrow for Wind Down Wednesday as we wind the week down. Have a great day, everybody. On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1 or log on to www.